Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Mike, give him the point spread stuff.
Okay. Michigan minus 4.5. Now, go ahead. What do you want to do with that? Now, we saw the advance line was 2. And that was before they played Northwestern. Now, Michigan, it was a tale of 2 halves. 10-7 at the half. Second half, they took care of business. Outscore them 23-0, clamp it down, be done with it. I don't know what to make of it. They did their job against Northwestern. You're supposed to win that game by 4 touchdowns. Northwestern's horrible.
See, it but came here's out my a little day. Higher than I thought. I thought it was going to be like 2.5, Michigan.
Okay, so well, go ahead. Read the tea leaves for me. I mean, well, like right now, if I asked you, you want the points or you laying the points? What are you doing?
Wait, if I want the points, I'm saying I don't think that they're going to beat them by 4.5.
You take State plus 4.5 or you
yes,
take Michigan
take
minus
State,
4.5?
I take State in the 4.5.
All right, you're David, where are you at? You're a Michigan guy. You want to lay the 4.5 or you want to take the 4.5?
I want to lay it.
See, I'm glad you said it. The fact that that thing was north of 3 kind of led me in that direction. Like, here's the thing, too, just so we can be done with this. They don't make the spread as predictive measure. They make the spread to balance the money. So for the love of Christ, please do not call in. No, it's not about Vegas thinking MSU's 4.5 points, this and that. They need to balance money. Otherwise, they go out of business. So Michigan's got the biggest fan base in the country. They're also the worst to cover in the spread in the last 25 years of lines. Why? Because the fan base bets. And the lines are inflated. And they need to make them a little bit bigger so that people balance out, and it gets to a point where you go, well, I like Michigan, but man, I can't lay that many points. I don't know. I've said this to you. I said it to you this weekend. I think either Michigan wins this thing by double figures or State does.
So a blowout either way.
Not a blowout, but just I can – with Michigan, the way that they beat you, it's like a tourniquet. And they don't have to be up by a lot to minimize your ability to win the game by controlling time of possession. They'll bore you to death. They'll go 3.5 yards a carry, 2nd and 7, 3rd and 3, 4th and inches, QB sneak, do it again.
And the funny thing about it is it's a formula that works, and it drives Michigan fans crazy. And I find I'm like Saturday, I'm defending it like, guys, if this works, you may not be a big Cade fan, but Cade doesn't turn the ball over.
It works until you run into somebody real.
But as you said, it's like the Python. It's just a slow squeeze until they finally get you.
Michigan does not make mistakes. They don't turn it over. They're well coached. Here I am saying nice things about our ball. Yeah. Wild.
They're going to run the ball. Though. They're going to control the clock.
But here's the other side of it. I could see the other side where State comes out. And again, our offense is very uneven. I don't apologize for big plays. But in the absence of big plays, MSU has not shown the ability to go on 7-minute drives, 6-minute drives, give the defense a blow, do the things you need to do. I could see another version of this game where MSU pops a few big plays because I think Michigan's corners stink. I think Dax Hill's your best corner, and he's a safety. Mm-hmm. The point is, MSU pops a few big plays, and now Michigan, God forbid, Michigan's down by 10, or Michigan has to chase the scoreboard a little bit. And it's Cade on the road having to throw. Oh, now Harbaugh panics. We're putting the freshman in. I can see that
right there.
I can see that version
just,
of a game,
he
too.
He just did it. That's my fear. Everything he just said right is there. My fear. That's why the ding works.
Here's
oh, my
the
gosh.
Thing. I've said this, and I do believe, Mike, you touched upon it. When people ask me, well, who do you think is going to win? whichever quarterback establishes themselves first. That's the team that's going
to
win.
Yeah, and you have to make Cade establish himself. If they get to do what they want to do, and here's the thing. I love our defense because they take away the run. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the bend but don't break, but I understand why we're doing
it. It's like the Michigan offense.
Right.
I understand why you're doing it. It's not the greatest thing, but it works.
But if we're sitting out there for 80 snaps, we're not going to win the game. We got to force them to throw the ball. And that's where the bend but don't break. You get yourself into a problem now because Michigan will gladly take 6 minutes to go from their 20 to your 20. Mm-hmm. And if you get into business of letting them have all that TOP and you can't reestablish it on your end, you're not going to win the game. So I don't know.
See, that's why I said I think it's...
I want to see MSU do something that I know they won't do.
Start the game off passing.
Throw the ball 40 times. I love Kenneth Walker. He should be the biggest decoy in America this week because I do not believe in our offensive line's ability to simply line up and block it between the tackles.
And see, that may happen. It took a half last year, but Jay Johnson finally realized, why am I trying to run this ball? Corners can't cover our guys. How about we just keep throwing it deep every play? Either we're going to get the pass interference or we're going to catch it. And they were smart enough not to go away from that because a lot of coaches do that.
A lot of people be like, well, how can you say that? Kenneth Walker's done X, Y, and Z. Right. Kenneth Walker is a magician. He has hidden the foibles of the O-line. And here's your problem. Now you're running against people who are better than your O-line and on film have seen the way you want to do it, which is Kenneth Walker bouncing it and going. Well, I could take that away real easy. Yeah. You're going to run it between the tackles. And the problem for MSU has been they can't block that up.
The O-line is to Kenneth Walker what the Michigan defensive line is to the secondary.
Yeah.
It makes it look good.
Yep.
Even the Michigan State offensive line calls Kenneth Walker the eraser because he erases all of their mistakes.
Right.
They know, oh, we missed that block, but he was so good. Whoo. Okay, man. He didn't get tackled. And 100%. The same goes true. Michigan's D-line is so good that the secondary never gets tested.
Can you all stop talking now? Because now you are digging into my fears for this game.
Turner got the interception.
My fears, oh my God.
Rico said it.
But Green and Gray are going to have to cover somebody.
Even if Dax.
See, I think Dax is just going to.
He's going to travel with Jaden.
You know what?
Yes.
And you know what, Jaden? Guess what? You and Kenneth Walker are going to be the two decoys today. We're going to play to everybody else.
But that's the thing. And you said it, Rico. Jay Johnson realized second half. Why in the world would he start that way? He's going to start to attack the weakness.
It's the Big Ten, and everybody wants to see, you know, who's got the biggest Johnson.
Well, no, David, the other thing is, too. You can speculate on how something's going to play out, but you just don't know it until you try. You got to take the field, and they're going to give Kenneth.
Exactly right.
My fear is they're going to get stubborn. They're going to hand the ball off to Kenneth Walker. We're going to get stoned. Look, if you fall behind to Michigan, you're going to have some real problems.
Trestle ball.
And if we fall behind to Michigan State, we're going to have trouble.
No.
That's my whole point. Yeah. If either team falls behind by two scores, you feel like the game's over.
If State falls behind, I think they go to the bag of trick plays. If Michigan falls behind, you got yourself a quarterback controversy.
Correct.
Because now you're going to tell JJ, throw that ball.
And now everyone's going to know he's throwing the ball.
I'll save it for later in the week. You brought something up. It's going to be a topic later in the week, though, because, man, the national media keeps doing something I don't understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.